Hey, what's up? This your girl Yasmin Nicole, and this is the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. What's up, y'all? We back in the fortress. Hope y'all having a good week. Today is not really a topic that I want to talk about. I'm just going to pretty much vent. This is just going to be a venting episode because, like, I'm not going to say I'm kind of bothered about stuff, but it's just like something got to give in certain situations, because first of all, I'm 30 years old. Like, I shouldn't have time for people's nonsense and people's, I don't even know how to put that, like, people's bullshit, like, just people bullshit, period. And like, I got my own stuff I'm dealing with, and you know, I got demons that I'm fighting every day. Like, just like, I'm not on that type time where I'm draining my energy for other people. So I already know, like, the people that know me personally are gonna say, stop giving this situation energy. And I'm really not giving it energy. It's just more so, like, this helps me vent. Like, sometimes I need to vent. Like, I'm not able to, you know, talk to the people that I'm close to all the time about what I'm going through, even though they, you know, let it be known that they're able to. Sometimes, like, I just don't want to bring that negativity towards them. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'd rather just vent here. I don't know, this is becoming like a thing for me to vent, and like, people have been appreciating me venting about stuff or just like being real. And let me just be clear on this, like, whatever I say on social media, on this podcast, is 100% me. Like, I'm not faking about nothing. Like, this is my real life. Like, I don't need to front or fraud for no one. Like, I've never been a person to be that way. Like, I mean, this is how real it is. Like, this is my life. Like, I never, like, that's not the type of person I am. Like, I'm not on that type of time. Like, life is too short to be faking people, trying to fraud people, and trying to, just fake. Like, it, like, life too short to be fake. Like, I ain't got time to be fake when I'm dealing with real life shit. Like, I don't have time for that. So, like, if you follow me on my social media, like, mainly Instagram, and I, like, post stuff, like, and let me be clear on that too, like, that's basically where I post, like, my life, like, my daily life, you know, my situations, what I go through. But everything not for everybody. So I don't post everything, but majority of it is what I deal with on a daily basis. And like, I don't really care what people think about me. I don't really care how people perceive me as a person. The only people that really it should matter to is my kids. Like, people don't matter if they, you know, if they talk shit about me, like, I don't care. Like, if this, you know, if they try to come at me how I parent or how I do this, how I do that, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm just venting, so like, a lot of curse words are gonna come out. Like, I'm just, because this is just me talking. Like, this is not like having like a structured episode. This is just me talking. So, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I've been stopped giving a fuck about what people say or what people, how people perceive me a long time ago. So, like, as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do for myself and my kids, like, that shit don't matter. And that's the problem with people. Like, people want to try to sit up here and fake, do all this fraud shit and be on social media acting like, you know, this your real life, and now we all in competition trying to, you know, live the life, try to updo each other. Like, I don't have to updo this shit. Like, I'm fucking struggling, dog. Like, I'm struggling. Like, I'm dealing with my anxiety, my depression, on top of dealing with three kids that have special needs. Not one, not two, three. waiting on a possible diagnosis, still dealing with that and actually accepting it for what it is. Like, my kids, I have to deal with this for the rest of my life. They have to deal with this for the rest of their life. Like, this is real life shit. Like I don't have time to be in competition with people or like sit up here and try to say like, oh, you know, shame people or none of that bullshit. Cause like my shit is my shit, and this is what it is. Like, I don't need to sit up there and compete with people. I don't need to sit up here and say that my life is better than yours. I don't need to sit up here and say that I'm better than you. Like, I mean, I'm just trying to get by, like, on some real. Like, I'm just trying to get by. I'm just trying to live my life. I'm just trying to, you know, be as peaceful as I can be. Like, that's the type of time I'm on. Like, I'm not, like, all that other nut stuff. Like, I'm not even on that type of time. So, like, but, all right, like, yeah. Well, I'm recording this. What day is it, man? Like, I don't even know what to see. I don't even know what day it is. It's Thursday. Okay. I don't even be knowing what day it is or what the date is half the time. Like, I mean, like, that's how my mind be somewhere else and be focused on the stuff that I should be focusing on. Like, but yesterday I had kind of vented about, you know, the situation, you know, with my my son's father and how this shit is so toxic. Like, and I always say I don't like to bash people, and this is not a bashing. Like, this is more so of like, I'm gonna call you out, because like, I'm not, like, I'm, like, again, I'm not a type of person that's just going to be sitting up here and saying, like, oh, you know, he's the great, the perfect father, and he's so wonderful. Like, he's not. And I'm going to say this, like, I'm not going to say he's a bad person. I'm not going to say that. It's just, like, he dealing with a lot of demons himself that he refuses to take care of. He can't figure out what his priorities are, because if he knew what his priorities are, we wouldn't even be having these conversations that we're having. I wouldn't even be bringing this up, because clearly your priorities is fucked up. Like, I'm just going to, like, really try to be brief as possible in this situation, because, like, I'm not the type of person to just, like, air out dirty laundry. So I'm going to try to keep this brief as possible. Like, I've been dealing with this for, seven years. Like, I just turned 22 when I met this person. And I think that he expects me to be the same person I was when I was 21, 22. Like, I'm not that person anymore. Like, me dealing with my mom passing and, you know, all the other stuff that I was dealing with, like, just basically trying to figure out life. Like, we were in different stages in our life. Like, when I met him, like, I was completely broken. Like, I was battered, broken, just done. Like, and I think on a strength that he knew that I was and kind of took advantage of that, and I let him, because I, like, I always say in these conversations about, you know, me being in past relationships, like, I was trying to look for comfort in the situation, because, like, I did not have that. So, like, basically at that time I was looking for comfort, because, like, everything was hitting me at once around that time. And he was looking for somebody that, you know, because I was like, ride or die, you know, I'm rocking with you to the end, like, type time. Like, that's the type of time I was on. Like, I was just riding with him. Like, it didn't even matter, you know, what happens. So, I mean, that's my personality anyway. Like, I'm saying I'm a ride or die, but, like, I'm very loyal to any, like, whoever I'm rocking with, like, whoever's a part of my circle. Like, I'm rocking with you to the end. So that's just me on a regular. But on this situation, like, it was more to the extreme, because, like, I don't think that it was more us being in love. It was just, like, us being sorry for each other. And less in a certain situation, because, like, that's what it was. But, like, it was really toxic. And I'm not going to put all the blame on him. It was me, too. Because, like, I was going within myself, you know, during that time, and being being in that relationship. Like, I was growing within myself, like, dealing with my own stuff. Like, I was really, like, I was probably, like, depressed. That, like, I've told y'all, like, bits and pieces of that story, like, how I was depressed, like, the whole time. Like, I was just, like, I was not myself. And then for him not making me accept myself for who I am made things worse, because, like, he will always say, like, some very, very, like, demeaning, degrading stuff. Like, he was never the person that would uplift me, or, you know, say uplifting things. Like, he never did that. I don't even recall one time that, you know, he said that. So, And that really, like, broke me, and, like, it really made me look at relationships now from a different perspective. But I can say that, you know, for a while I was, like, bitter about relationships. I was bitter about just people in general, because, like, if you really love somebody, you really care for somebody, like, you wouldn't hurt them or treat him like shit. So, like after we broke up, like, because it was many times that we broke up, and it was just, and we just got back together, like when I really said, I'm tired of this shit, and I'm done with this shit, like, I was really, like, bitter about it, because, like, again, like, how can you really sit up there and really hurt somebody that cared about you, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I've dealt with a lot with this person, like, I've, like, from family members, like, till this day, like, family members saying some really disrespectful things about me, about my kids. Like, I'm just letting you know, like, it's on site. Like, I'm just, it's on, like, for real, it's on site. Like, I don't mean to be talking like that, but it's on site. Like, you're not going to disrespect, we could disrespect me all you want, but, like, when it comes to my kids, like, don't disrespect my kids. My kids has nothing to do with how you feel about me. So, like all through all that happened, then, like, so much toxic and abuse and all this other bullshit that I already talked about. Like, I don't even, like, want to bring all that up, because it's like I'm past that. But I feel like if you're supposed to be my protector, you should have protected me from that. Like, as the same for me, like, I would protect you from whatever was said. Just be a protector, period. And I think in relationships that, you should protect each other. Like, you should be a strong force together. Does that make sense? Like, a strong force together. Like, be as one. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I thought that we were, but, like, deep down in my heart, like, I knew that we wasn't. And I knew that I wasn't supposed to be in that situation. But I kept telling myself, like, oh, you know, he gonna get himself together, and we gonna work things out and work on ourselves together. But I feel like it is what it is in that situation. And, And like I've forgiven him. I've done all that. I'm past that. Like I'm being a bigger person. Like I moved on. Like, but it's just like something gotta give as far as the disrespect. Like I will not tolerate you just disrespecting me as a parent. Like at all. Like I'm from anyone. Like you could, like I said, you could talk about me all you want, but never tell me how I am as a mom. Until you deal with what I've dealt with, until you really stepped up and helped me with anything, you have no right to say nothing to me. Period. Like I won't stand for that. I won't stand for anybody shaming me about me being a mom, like at all. Cause I'm in my children's life all the time. I'm around my kids all the time. I'm making sure I'm providing the best I can for them. Like it ain't even about me. And that's the thing, you know, with the situation, like with him, like he think it's about me. It's not about me. It's about them. It's about you being there for them. It's not about me. And it never was. Like it's about them. Whatever I do in my personal life has nothing to do with you. As long as the kids are safe, that's it. So as long as we can be on, I don't think that we'll ever have an understanding or ever coexist together or co-parent together, because he's set in his ways. Like I'm not like I've grown as a, you know, within them 7 years, within the past 10 years, like, oh God, like we could talk about this all day. Like, like I've grown as a person. So like, and this is what people don't see. Like you're not going to be the same person. Like you're not going to be the same person when you're 18. You're not going to be the same person when you're 21, when you're 25, when you're 30. Like you're not. No matter how much you try to fight and try to be stuck in your ways, like you're going to evolve into a different person. Sometimes it just happens and you don't even know it. Like it just happens. Like if you buckle down and say like, okay, I want to grow and I want to be in a better situation. Like, yeah, like, right. Do that. But sometimes it just happens and you don't even know it just happens. Like, it's just like, all right. You know, your inner self is telling you, all right, it's time to grow up. So, I mean, I don't want to be the bitter woman, the bitter, in parentheses, baby mom, because I'm not. You know, everything that I've dealt with in this situation, I've grown from that. I'm over that. Like, I just want us to be in this situation where we're able to grow as a person, and, you know, just to be a good mom. Like, just us to be coexist as parents. Like, but I feel like, you know, that's not going to happen. And, you know, I wish him well. You know, I hope, you know, he get himself together. And, you know, I hope that, you know, I wish him on his future endeavors, whatever. But, you know, that's my time. Like, it was pretty much me, like I said, just me venting. Cause like, I just had to get things out. I just had to get it out. Like, I didn't want to just like do this long post on social media, but, I'm done. I'm over that. Like, because like I can be the petty one before. I'm just saying, like, I can be the petty one and just be petty, but like that won't help me out. That's not gonna benefit me if I'm being petty. Like, I'm not taking nothing away from being petty. So. Yeah, I think I got everything out. I don't feel like I need to like say anything much more about the situation. I'm done. I'm closing this. I've closed this chapter, but I'm done speaking on this situation. I'm done giving this person my energy. I'm done letting him be a complete asshole to me. I'm done. I'm just done, period. Like, I'm just done. I'm done. Moving on. Next chapter. So, I appreciate y'all listening. Let me know what y'all think. And I'll see y'all next time. Peace and love.